Good morning, Mayor Dermody.
Well, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I know you thought I probably was going to be a no-show, but
no, I didn't.
I would not let you down.
We know you'd be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that never even crossed our mind.
Especially when I have to come back from a loss the week before.
Yeah.
We thought you might be bringing us donuts, but I guess not. That's all right. Dennis, I don't really need any donuts. But
Pressel's bad news, man. When he set that standard of bringing donuts.
Excuse me.
And he won, I might add, that day.
By the way, yeah, he did.
Out there.
Before we get to the question real quick, Joe and I, we want you to know that we were, please promote this, that we were the first morning show, first radio station to play a Christmas song for the season.
Yep.
Okay? Really?
You were working out, obviously.
We listening
not
to
listening
us
to us.
Morning.
That's okay. I see that.
Which one is it, though?
It was Alan Jackson.
Wow, are we really there?
Yeah,
we are.
Get this. Somebody text, what the hell did I wake up to? No Christmas music. Quote, unquote. Told you somebody's waking up going, what the? And then somebody text a sound off. I'm not sure what that means. Let's see. Do you want humbugs? Because that's how you get humbugs. LOL.
That means snow is around the corner, and I don't like that program.
I don't either.
I know. And I got a Mayor Dermody, you must find money in LaPorte City budget to buy these guys donuts. LOL. That was Derek.
Derek, you're right. I absolutely. Like I said, Pressel, he must be an election year coming up. Setting this bad standard, making me look bad. I'll get even with that guy.
All right, it's time to stump the mayor. Here we go. And coming up here, also, we're going to talk to Mayor Dermody. You were on sound off yesterday. I didn't even get to hear it.
Well, I don't think a lot of people did. Nate was taking
over. No, like I say.
Oh, boom.
Wow. Well, he was upset because he felt that I want to say?
Shunned
I ducked him on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that he wasn't as important as he thought he was to you.
Oh.
I love the good pastor. And he is a good man. He even wore his Bears hat yesterday.
Did he?
I mean, that takes a lot after Sunday.
Mm, yeah.
True.
Tell me about it.
Which one do I have on?
You got Under Armour?
I forgot my Raiders hat, and I was wearing black with black 3-0 to rub it in.
Yeah, the Bears just killed me yesterday, or Sunday.
That's,
the big thing is fire Nagy now.
Well, now they don't know who they're going to start
the quarterback,
on Sunday.
I know,
they're still talking about that
this
morning. Yeah, yeah, that's
he's
what
in
they're saying.
Deep doo-doo right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
Yeah, he is. We need to bring the kid, the coach from South Bend. Gruden,
Brian Kelly?
No, Gruden. Oh, John Gruden. I forget, what was it? Riley that he went
Clay.
To? Clay. It was Clay. Yeah, John Gruden and his family's from South Bend.
Yes.
He's the head coach of the Raiders, yeah.
I did not
bring
know that.
Bring him back home.
Yeah, bring him home. Put him over there. Have Chucky come in and handle things. That's all I can say. Let's stump the mayor.
And now, the Morning Mayhem Show, along with Spoon River Media and Surf Broadband Solutions present Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the Mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
Okay, Mayor. Let's see how you do today.
Now, remember, this was a sports-related question.
Yeah.
That's right. You asked for that.
Dennis has
you
evil
got
eyes.
It.
I can tell. Like he's.
I don't even know the question. I'll be honest.
Right. He does not.
Perfectly honest. I don't.
All right.
I'm keeping my questions between Dennis and Barry. I am keeping the questions
I don't get to know myself,
man.
By the way, I saw Barry walking the dog yesterday.
Oh, Molly.
He's always getting fit. Well, hello, Molly, and hello, Barry.
They walked 3 miles yesterday.
Nice.
I walked like a tenth of a mile.
That had to be a struggle, too.
It was.
All right, what's the question?
All right, you know the old adage, once a slicer, always a slicer.
Yes, I do.
Let's see how much of a slicer you are.
Ooh.
Did LaPorte have a fight song, and can you sing it?
Doo-doo-doo. Well, of course we had a fight song.
Okay, then sing it.
He can't sing it without music. Can you sing?
He can't hear the music.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have
here's to our classes. Here's to our lasses. Oh, that's terrible. Here's to the lads we adore.
Aww.
Here's to the seniors.
Who's texting him?
So mighty. Juniors, some flighty. Freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah.
How's that?
I mean, I don't know. Is that it, Joe?
I don't know. I didn't know we had one.
And then I know there's Vanish. So how could you not know that? Was there not one in...
When I graduated?
Yeah, LaPorte had, LaPorte had to come up with their own song. That I do know. Because, like I graduated from Knox. For Knox, it's the On Wisconsin College.
Oh, okay, sure. You know,
a lot of places. New Prairie, Michigan's fight song.
See, I
LaPorte, Michigan. I do too. Oh. But LaPorte had to come up with their own. At least that's what I was told.
I don't know. I graduated in 74. Here's I never knew our classes. We had one.
Here's to our lasses. See? I've just ruined that song forever for everybody.
It's not any worse than the Christmas. Makes the Christmas song so much better now.
Dennis, did you think I would get any part of that?
Yes.
See?
Yeah, but
stand
I didn't.
Up, clap.
But I didn't think you'd get it all the way through, I admit. But I don't know the words. I don't have it in front of me. I thought Joe would have that.
Could you sing the Michigan fight song?
No, I wouldn't sing the Michigan fight song. Are you kidding me? No way. I would sing this song, though, you know. Do you eat at Applebee's?
Not in a long time, just because I haven't been out.
Have you ever been fancy-like?
I have.
Okay. Let's do this. Here's Walker Hayes. We're going to be talking to Mayor Dermody, find out what's coming up. He gets his point today. Right now, it is Walker Hayes and fancy-like right here on 96.7 The Eagle. Fancy-like. Walker Hayes, fancy-like right here on your home for country music variety, 96.7 The Eagle. It is 6:48. Time now to bring Mayor Dermody back into the scene of things and find out what's going on. I'm sorry, Mary, did not get to listen to Sound Off, so I don't know what the one and only great Nate Laux asked yesterday. But what's going on?
He was kind as usual. And by the way, is that the song I see? I may be out of it.
On the commercial.
Where people are dancing to?
Yeah. Can you do the dance?
Now, that's a lot. That's a lot. I have to prepare a week. That'll be next week's.
You know, is there any street dances coming up yet?
There is Taco Fest.
That's right. Yes. You said that last week.
In October. Yes. I think it's the Friday, the 15th. I probably have that wrong, but it's Hispanic month, and we're really promoting the heritage of the Hispanic families in LaPorte. And one is going to be a taco contest.
Nice.
And anybody that knows a mariachi band, or if you play in one, could let us know. The one problem is they're very expensive, but it's going. What's the date here?
October 15th.
October 15th, okay. A Friday night. It kind of ends our summer series, outdoor series, and it should be a great time. And I'm excited about it. And again, bringing out the Hispanic heritage and making sure everybody feels welcome in LaPorte. While we continue to make progress. I was a little PO'd yesterday, if you saw. I had to put a video out there because some blankety-blanks dumped a couch.
Barry showed me that. I could not believe it.
Stan had it, yeah.
I'd love to catch them. Love to catch them.
Is the dumpster program still going on?
That's the problem. The dumpsters are still available at the street department, across from the water department. So use it. And just don't. That's just laziness.
It's just
dirt bags. I'm sorry. I don't know what. Can I just release a bunch of words here and get you in trouble with the FCC? But yeah,
I don't have to pay the fine. Matt does. So go ahead. No,
Matt.
At least it's not us.
You better cut me off now, Matt. But we're making so many strides to cleaning up LaPorte. We still have work to do, and every time we announce two things, people give us 10 more. Absolutely, I agree with it. But Jeff Batchelor and his team are continuing to make strides, make progress, and this budget coming up, we're trying to reward and invest to the people that have stuck around, make sure that we can, you know, they can make a livable wage, because people say, oh, your government, why don't you save the taxpayers' monies? But they still want the roads, they still want the sidewalks, they still want public safety. So it's kind of a balance. But there are so many good things happening in LaPorte. Hopefully we'll have some more announcements. But as well, we're getting close. You know, we're excited to have, can you believe this, a 39 North. You've heard all about that with the water and upgrades. Mm-hmm. A meeting in November, which I'm sorry to say is around the corner as we prepare for winter. But getting all our numbers and have conversation, because there's a big upgrade that would need to happen. We had a meeting yesterday with the corridor, and I'll tell you what, Nick Minnick, our city engineer, has spent the time listening to people, to talk about the corridor. And right now, the way Nick has adjusted the corridor, and hopefully we'll move forward, has really no impact to homes. And I said, I don't think that's possible. But I know there's opposition out there. In fact, one did a cartoon.
Really?
If you haven't seen that, and they put me on there with an orange tie and black suit, which is at least cool that they included that, and they gave me credit for my glasses. So, yeah, it's fun times in the city. And I think Dennis Highway here, Lincoln Way, is marked.
Yes,
are you pleased with that?
I am very pleased, Tom. You did a great job getting NDOT on that, by golly. Go to the straight to the source. You know, it's like Brett Davis just texted. You know Brett, right?
I love Brett
Davis.
Yeah,
Beavis, I call him. Okay. Wants to know any leads on the idiots about the couch. Now, obviously, he's tuning in late, see? You know, as usual, because you just talked about that.
Well, you know, and sometimes our police are very busy. Sometimes you hate to go old school and just say, let's give Brett Davis 3 minutes alone with the cameras off with the people and you catch them dumping the couches.
Yeah.
That's my source of opportunity to fix the problem for the future. But like any other community, we have our issues, we have our problems. But I'll tell you what, LaPorte's a great place, and we're continuing to challenge everybody for a better community. So any hard topics, come on, give me something hot.
Let's talk budget. You know, before you had said there's going to have to be more cuts, but yet you want to improve. I know Courtney's been working hard on it, Parthoon, you know, with it. Where do we stand with the budget? What are you looking at for 2021 or 2022? Excuse me.
Well, we'll lose 25% to the property tax caps in this next year's budget. So we do get a growth quotient increase, usually 4%, most likely less than that. And so we lose about $3.1 million. And so if you don't have the people, you can't do the work. So we're going to invest in our people. We're going to have a structurally balanced budget in the general fund, and that doesn't cover every single fund, but the majority of them. Courtney Parthoon and the clerk treasurer's team, amazing work. Those are great people, and we have to pay a competitive wage now because people can go to the private sector. They can go to Valparaiso. We hear South Bend. So we're trying to do our part. We want people that want to be here in LaPorte to make a good wage so we can get more done, because we've got, if you look at our sidewalks, if you look at our roads, we got a lot of work to do. And when you're an older community, it takes its toll. We've got another meeting tomorrow about sidewalks so we can get a plan to get those sidewalks that people are struggling walking on. We want the elderly, the older, the senior citizens to feel comfortable walking on our sidewalks without having to trip. We have them all over, so I understand that. But we're going to get there, and that's where we can maximize those dollars and then be as efficient as possible with the money we do get.
I guess, but how are you going to be able to pay? And I'll use the EMS, I'll use the police force, you know, and you're right. I mean, people are leaving. I've known people that have, that the city has trained, we'll go with police, have trained. A couple of years later, they're gone because they get something better. You know, obviously LaPorte's not like Michigan City where they can rely on the boat, you know, to pay things. How are you going to do it with a 25% cut in the budget, and yet you want to keep people here, which means you've got to give raises, better benefits, whatever. How's that possible?
Well, you have to focus. You can't be everything to everybody. And we'll get through this year. Chief Breton has done a fantastic job stabilizing our police force, Andy Snyder, the same with the fire. And then we're going to have to look long-term here, and again, the county, of what other options are there for revenue generation, being responsible to put dollars into roads, put dollars into sidewalks. Is that going to be a local option income tax? Is that annexation for these areas that we're servicing? Because, again, every mayor made the decision that they thought was best for the city at the time. People past me, beyond me, will make those decisions and might look back and say, what the heck was that guy thinking? But I'll tell you what, annexation for services, for water, for sewer, is going to be an option. And to be honest with you, we should not be providing those services to non-residents. And so I know that's tough to swallow, but if we would have had growth like other communities, because you look at this, and I always compare it to like Lebanon, because when I was in the legislature, my first legislative assistant is now the mayor of Lebanon, and he's like 28 years old, a little snot. I love that kid. Makes a lot of money down there. They lose 50,000, a similar community, in circuit breaker. So that's nothing to them. We lose 3.1. So growth, growth, growth for the future. We're going to get there. But I think we're also going to have to look at our property tax owners, the only ones that should be paying the boat or paying for the boat of services, and try to be responsible. Because when you look at all the income taxes around, and again, I'm not about tax and spending, but I'm also about providing services. We have the second lowest by far income tax to any other counties. People talk about the conservative Jasper County, Winnemac, or Pulaski County. They're like at 2.75 in income tax. We're at 0.95. So again, we have to look at options, look at things. It's not fun. And again, people will say things on social media. They'll say publicly, hey, call me if you don't like it or you have an alternative idea. My cell is 363-7293. We'll sit down with anybody, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, and just call me. But there are plenty of jobs out there. So we're going to continue to look at this and see what we can do. But I'm telling you, the future is bright in LaPorte.
You talk future, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Please do.
Does that mean Tom Dermody's going to run for another 4 years to keep the future going?
I love that, and I know the rumors have been flying.
Well, I haven't heard rumors. I'm just listening to you, and you keep saying future, and I'm thinking, okay, you've got your future that in your vision of it. So are you going to run?
Well, it's funny because I just got put into, based on the maps, I just got put into the District 1 congressional district, which now would take where we live west to Valpo, Porter County, Lake County, which obviously is a strong Democrat. And now Congresswoman Walorski would have the east side. So I'm out of the normal district, and it's going to be interesting. And people have talked about what is my next step. And I tell you right now, I just love LaPorte. And if I were going to run again, I'd commit to those 4 years. I mean, the people may be saying, hey, let's get this head job out of here, nut job out of here, and we want somebody fresh. But yeah, I wouldn't move midterm to do something else. If I couldn't commit to it, I wouldn't run.
So again, yes or no?
So as of right now, I got a lot of work.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that's why.
You tell me where you're going to be in 2 years, young man.
Right here. No, I don't know. I can't say.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, my plan is right now. Jackie and I are enjoying life. We love this community, and you know, sometimes we think, hey, is it time to go hang at the beach, Stone mm-hmm. Lake, Clear Lake, and just
you
relax?
Got a couch out there to sit on.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, there's that dig.
And wow. But yeah, my intention is I love LaPorte. And so that's my goal. You know, the other part of it is you talk about it. If we can't have just adult conversations, the nastiness that happens, it's, and I've been through it all. And it's like, okay, my focus is also to recruit new young people to get engaged in their community and try to encourage those to run for office and try to get back to a civil Democrats, Republicans, sit down at the table. We're not going to agree. What can we work on? Because it's tough road right now.
Yeah.
And it used to be people supported you if you were 6, 7, 8 out of 10. Now it's, well, you're 8 out of 10, but there are 2 things I don't like, so I'm done with you.
Right.
True. Very true. Well, Mayor, thanks for stopping by. I really do appreciate it. Again, cell phone number if anybody's got any
363-7293, Tom Dermody, or City of LaPorte Facebook page. And do we have a question area of preparation for next Tuesday?
Not yet, but I'll let you know.
Love you guys.
I'm going to have to toughen up here.
Let's get that Christmas music going.
All right, yeah. We can do that. Mayor Dermody, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it as always, buddy. I really do.